It was a decent response. I was happy enough from the council to go and investigate the possibility at the start. It's just the modular housing. You could have social and affordable housing because no affordable homes for people to go to. But from reading through the old newspapers, 2004, 5, 6 and 7, it was planned for a hotel with 127 rooms and 90 apartments. So the room is there for, if the council could possibly purchase it and put some badly needed emergency accommodation at the minute, is our emergency accommodation units are stretched. The housing staff have been wonderful. I really don't know how to do their job sometimes because I lack a place to go to. But I think we need this to be addressed sooner rather than later. We have a lot of vacant units lying around. We need to do some compulsory purchase orders on other homes. But the fact that this is up for sale, it could be a welcome investment and provide some much needed resources to the council, especially apartments. Modular housing at the start because we're getting to crunch time where there's no beds available for people, and the emergency accommodation the council has, they're now using sitting rooms to put in beds and we're using shared accommodation, which is wrong.
You floated the idea of using modular homes before in order to tackle this issue, and that was met with a response that the council has to own the land, so it is quite a possibility if the council were to buy the site at Ballytivenin.
Yeah, we know it's zoned for housing anyways, and it's something which I believe in the short term could ease the housing crisis to somewhat here in Sligo. We have a lot of people who are in emergency accommodation, but also there's a lot of hidden homeless where we have a couple of hundred people. Some people are too proud to come and ask the council for help. There's a lot of people in couch surfing and also people staying in their cars. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that it's going on. But then you have to look at the threshold for the council supports that are available. I believe the council thresholds has to be raised now with the cost of living crisis. And this is only a stopgap measure, so the council should be able to build more social or affordable houses on that area of land.